Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 8:30 here on a Friday morning, 37 degrees. Several wildfires are burning in Colorado, and one is growing at an alarming rate.
The East Troublesome wildfire scorched 170,000 acres by Thursday evening, the blaze exploding in unprecedented fashion from the day before.
We saw about 100,000 acres of growth on the fire.
Incident Commander Noel Livingston.
That's really unheard of for a fire in this part of the world. In timber.
Officials worry it will merge with the Cameron Peak wildfire, the state's largest on record. Fire crews hope for a boost from Mother Nature in the coming days. The National Weather Service in Boulder saying a few inches of snow could fall Sunday. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A magnitude 3.2 earthquake shook an area on the Kansas-Oklahoma line Thursday night. The U.S. Geological Survey reported the tremor struck at 8:17 p.m. and was centered in a remote area 22 miles northwest of Ponca City, Oklahoma, at a depth of almost 5 miles. A Kay County, Oklahoma sheriff's dispatcher said there were no reports of damage. The city of Wichita held a groundbreaking ceremony for the Northwest Water Treatment Facility Thursday.
The plant will produce 120 million gallons of drinking water each day for surrounding communities. It's expected to be operational in 2024. Another groundbreaking on Thursday on the Wichita State University campus. This was for the new home for the Frank Barton School of Business. The school broke ground for a $60 million Woolsey Hall. The new building will provide cutting-edge resources for business and geology programs. It's expected to be complete in 2022. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Kansas Chamber of Commerce has released a blueprint for upgrading workforce development that relies on expanding high school and college students' preparation for high-demand careers, massive growth of apprenticeship opportunities, and investment in recruiting of younger adults leaving the military and former Kansans living in nearby Midwest cities.
The Reflector reports that at the core of the analysis was the belief that states successful in building a bigger talent pipeline to educate, train, recruit, and retain a qualified workforce would exceed economic progress in states that fell short on that front. The report, sponsored by the Kansas Chamber, focused on how education could better align with staffing needs of industries. The report concluded Kansas businesses were having difficulty finding workers with required skills, employers weren't sufficiently involved in the education system's workforce development, and the state's colleges and universities should more quickly respond to economic shifts.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting. There's more fallout over the investigation in the deadly police shooting of Breonna Taylor.
Another investigation has been launched in Louisville as anger continues to simmer over the death of Breonna Taylor. She's become a central figure in the Black Lives Matter movement. The officer who oversaw the unit that sent police to Taylor's home on a narcotics warrant is the subject of an internal investigation. This is a second grand jury member is speaking out anonymously, saying the jury should have been allowed to consider more charges against the three officers involved in the shooting. Another grand jury member recently won a court battle to speak out publicly about the secret proceedings. None of the officers directly involved in Taylor's shooting were charged in her death. One cop was charged for bullets that accidentally entered a neighbor's apartment. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With some cloud cover across south central Kansas, we will have a gradual clearing sky today. Our high just 47. Strong north winds between 15 and 35 miles per hour. A freeze warning in effect tonight. Our low near 30. Sunny and 51 on Saturday. And by Monday of next week, we could be talking snow with a high 29. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy, 37 degrees. We have a north wind gusting to 31 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's entertainment news, The Blur with Jad Chambers. Jad?
The new iPhones hit the stores today.
Yippee!
Yeah, but don't expect to be waiting in any long lines at Apple stores to get them. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
New iPhone 12 and 12 Pro models are available in stores, but Apple is putting measures in place to make sure people aren't crowded in lines to get them. They have new COVID-19 measures, and Apple says if lines start to form, employees will hand out reservation forms with time slots for people to return later. That's when they'll be given temperature checks, and the number of customers allowed inside will be limited. Also among the mandatory items for entry, face masks. Customers looking to buy the iPhone 12 mini and the 12 Pro Max will have to wait until next month. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Yeah, so even the way we're doing iPhone sales now have to take into account the...
Sure.
Yeah, of course everything does, so that's just how it's going to go in 2020 and probably 2021. What's new in theaters and on streaming? Well, here's Fox's Michelle Pollino.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Pollino in The Empty Man. An ex-cop is on the trail of a missing girl, but he comes across a secretive group attempting to summon a terrifying supernatural entity. On the Rocks premieres in select theaters and Apple TV+. Bill Murray and Rashida Jones star as a father-daughter duo. When she has doubts about her marriage, she enlists the help of her playboy father.
This is your idea of incognito?
What follows is a sparkling comic adventure across New York City. In theaters, Sing Chronic follows two paramedics who are called to a series of strange accidents. They blame it on a new street drug, but when one's daughter disappears, the other happens upon a terrifying truth that challenges everything he knows about reality and time. And on Amazon, in Friendsgiving, Abby's Thanksgiving with her best friend Molly was supposed to be chill, but the friends' plans for a quiet turkey dinner go up in smoke when they're joined by Molly's new boyfriend and her flamboyant mother. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
You know, in a follow-up from a story that we did yesterday on The Blur, we talked about the beloved Peanuts holiday specials and how they're not going to be on network TV this year.
Right.
They're going to be on Apple TV.
Apple TV.
Well, some fans are not happy about that. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin.
I got an invitation to a Halloween party.
The Peanuts holiday specials have been airing on broadcast TV since the 1960s. But this year, shows including It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and A Charlie Brown Christmas are moving exclusively to Apple TV+. A subscription costs about $5 a month, and while non-subscribers will be able to watch for free for a limited time, critics say pulling them from broadcast ends an American tradition. One tweets, the point of having them on network TV is the country coming together and watching at the same time. Another posts, it's like making It's a Wonderful Life a Netflix exclusive. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Do not give Netflix any ideas. That could happen.
Okay.
You wouldn't necessarily be surprised if something like that happened. Can you imagine? Ugh, people would go crazy. Two holiday-themed movies coming out, one of them spooky, the other one more thankful. Here's Fox's Ashley Dvorkin with more.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Movie Profile, and it's time to talk new movies this week. In theaters is the supernatural horror flick, The Empty Man. Here's Fandango's Eric Davis.
This is about a detective that's on the case of a missing girl when he stumbles across this group of teens who are summoning this entity. Of course, horror will ensue.
In theaters and on demand is the dysfunctional family gathering, Friendsgiving.
Who's dating who? Which ex-boyfriend comes back into the picture? And they get together over the course of a day to celebrate Thanksgiving together.
On demand, there's also the series continuation, After We Collided.
Kind of like your date night pick for the weekend. If you are a big fan of the 50 Shades of Grey movies, then you will want to probably check out these films.
And from theaters to premium on demand is the Russell Crowe-led road rage thriller, Unhinged.
A guy who gets into a little tangle, a bit of road rage there, but he takes it up to the next level. He probably takes it up several levels.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Hey, I saw something on Facebook this morning, a trailer for a movie coming out at Christmas time with Tom Hanks in it. Have you heard anything about this?
No.
It's kind of a Western, and he's with a little girl, and he's rescuing her. I didn't get the title of it.
Huh.
We'll be talking about that in the future, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I'm a Tom Hanks fan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dad.
Most of America is a Tom Hanks fan.
Yeah.
It was on this day in music history, the band Chicago had its very first number one hit on this day in 1976. Do you remember the song, Steve?
Absolutely.
No, you don't. Here it is.
Okay. If you leave me now, you'll take away the very heart of me.
Yeah. If you leave me now.
Pretty song.
That's right. Written and sung by bass guitar player Peter Cetera.
Yep.
Released as a single July 31st, 1976. The single topped the U.S. charts on October 23rd. Stayed there for 2 weeks, making it the first number one hit for the group, as well as hitting number one on easy listening charts. So, If You Leave
Beautiful
Me
song.
Now.
Yeah,
Chicago's very first number one hit back on this day in 1976. Actor Ryan Reynolds, Steve, turns 44 years old today.
Bless his heart.
Biggest commercial success came with the superhero films Deadpool and Deadpool 2. He played the title character. Set numerous records at the time for its release of an R-rated comedy. His performance earned him nominations at the Critics' Choice and Golden Globe Awards. He would rather forget his prior foray into comic book movies because he was the guy who played the Green Lantern, which, of course, did not go well.
It's going to maybe do a little flying today. What do you think?
I think you're late.
Yes, but that's only because I slept in.
I used to sleep in. Then I turned 11. Let me give you a little heads up. I've gone up against these Sabres all week, and they have smoked me every time. There isn't anything you can do that they can't do better, faster, and without disappointing women everywhere.
I think we both know that's not true.
A little of the mega flop Green Lantern there. So happy birthday, Ryan Reynolds, 44 years old today. Country singer Dwight Yoakam, 63 years old today. Little Dwight Yoakam there. Recorded more than 20 albums and compilations, charted more than 30 singles on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart, and this is a strange little bit of trivia on Dwight Yoakam. He's the most frequent musical guest in the history of The Tonight Show.
How about that?
Yeah, so there you go. Dwight Yoakam, 63 years old today. Happy birthday to Dwight Yoakam. And to continue some of that tech talk we've been talking about, well, we'll finish with Apple, too. Apple's iPod debuted on this day back in 2001, the first iPod ever, introduced by Steve Jobs on October 23rd, 2001, at a special event to, quote, unveil a breakthrough digital device.
And we are introducing a product today that takes us exactly there, and that product is called iPod. iMac, iBook, iPod. What is iPod? iPod is an MP3 music player, has CD quality music, and it plays all of the popular open formats of digital music, MP3, MP3 variable bitrate, WAV, and AIFF. But the biggest thing about iPod is it holds 1,000 songs. Now, this is a quantum leap because it's for most people, it's their entire music library. This is huge. The coolest thing about iPod is that your entire music library fits in your pocket.
Famously, he was just absolutely adamant that thing had to be small. The smaller, the better. So there you go. The very first iPod unveiled on this day in 2001. That's all we have today for The Blur. But The Blur, every weekday, is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. Call Terry for an appointment, 316-409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Questions about a local company. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.